This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Are you feeling a bit animated? Well, come on over to the Wicked Anime Podcast on the Nerdy Show Network, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to animation, Japanese culture, and all things anime. With a true industry perspective, we're always diving deeper than school uniforms and tentacle monsters. Join us on the Wicked Anime Podcast, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. It's Wicked A!
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com. Hey, how do you like that transition?
I hope that worked. I hope that did the thing it was supposed to do.
Yeah. It looks like it is. We got levels and everything. We're doing good. All right, guys. Welcome back to RPG from Scratch, our Twitch channel, our podcast, and now the show, Leyliners. Now, Leyliners is our campaign that we're running on a system that we build ourselves, and then you get to watch us play it. It's kind of like assembling your parachute after you've jumped out.
I think it's more like jumping out of an airplane and assembling another airplane before you hit the ground.
That's probably true. You're like, I didn't like this one. I need something even more complex.
You're going to make a better airplane.
So we
jumped out of a Cessna and we're making Spruce Goose.
That's the better airplane in your estimation? Okay. All right. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. We're very excited to be here for our second session. If you're not familiar, if this is your first time joining us, I'm Josh and these are the Homebrew Hombres.
Yo, bros.
So we got Liam.
Hey.
Keith.
Yo.
And Max.
Yes, sir.
And they're all playing their characters tonight. I'm running the campaign. I will be your GM, your game master. Running chat for our Twitch stream is Pool. Say hi, Pool. There
Hello.
He goes. resident fellow Ghostbuster and player of this game. He plays Obed, who will probably be showing up next episode. So before we get too far into it, how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, kind of doing okay. I mean, October was a hell of a thing.
Yeah, October is over.
Staring down the barrel of a three-day weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that sounds
pretty
good.
Pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Do I sound weird to anybody else?
Just as weird as normal.
Okay, great.
We had a pretty eventful Halloween.
Yeah.
Did some fun stuff not on stream and won't be repeated. But had a great time. Hope
we
you guys did
movies.
Too.
Had a blast.
Did talk about movies amongst other things, yeah. For those of you who maybe are a little fuzzy on what happened last time, or this is your first episode that you're tuning into, your character's Liam, the Crocodile Man, his character Esmond, Keith, the Weasel Man, his character Nesbitt, and we've got Max, the Pig Man, his character Dr. Professor Kelton Mandergrove.
Detective
as well.
Yeah, at law.
MD, PhD, you didn't,
you PI. Didn't pass the bar.
There's no way. He passes the buck. So,
womp, womp.
Pass the buck to the people who then say, okay, now you pass the bar.
The real full house. Last session, you were contacted by a detective friend of yours, Bolivo, and he asked about an suspected arson, and you determined that it was not Liam's fire lizard. It was the resident orphaned bird that you're caring for that works at your detective and
my adopted
adventure shop.
Daughter, as far as I'm concerned.
Sure. I don't know.
I mean,
if the
we are still looking for the actual parents.
I mean, maybe we'll just never
are you
find
just
them. It's whatever.
I'm glad we never killed Bolivo, though. That was a good move.
It was
on
definitely
our part.
A risk.
Yep.
Yeah.
It still is a risk.
Yeah, nothing's off the table.
So speaking of her parents, you had a lead from the people who you know kidnapped her. It was an old letter that you never showed Bolivo because it was a little incriminating that it existed and that you guys had your hands on it. So you followed a lead to the docks about that letter and got into a fight. And set the
how unlike us.
Yeah, set part of the docks on fire.
Also,
and
how unlike us.
Got broken up by the captain of the guard, Rogar the Scarmaker, a giant tiger shark man. And a few days later, you were summoned to the new governor's office, Dalnet. And she saw your connection with the previous. So the letter was sent from the previous magistrate, the Raled Guantemo, who has been outed.
Who's that? Oxnard Montalvo?
Something like that. Given that clandestine connection, she set you up with three possible opportunities that you were to deal with this Larsen ambassador. Larsa are a faction of bat people called the Eshwin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a jerk. So deal with him because she's worried about him, spies, Larsen army. She has no idea what the status of that is. And she's not going to get a straight answer out of anybody else in the city. Also, there is the controversial Tivum estate, which is just a crazy house that nobody's allowed to go near. But it might have something that can really help the whole city and the governance and maybe the empire at large. And the Skimmer, the waterborne city of Seir, is off the coast of Israelion right now and causing a ton of problems because the Skimmers are harassing people.
So we burn that to the keel.
Damn Skimmers.
And then when you let on that you knew who Bolovo was, she told you that she had sent him to tail the Larsen ambassador, and he has since gone missing.
We need a Luigi's Mansion, that house.
Before we get into it, I want to take you on a cutscene.
Ooh.
Whoa.
So you see a small crack.
Skip.
Plus one momentum, Liam.
I had it queued up.
This is an unskippable cutscene, unfortunately.
Boo.
So a small crex, a young girl resembling a blue jay, is traveling on a boat, and it's bound for the city of Israelion. And in her hands, she cradles a small, star-shaped pendant, and she looks to the horizon with an air of determination. Her mother, a tall woman with a compassionate face, kneels next to her and hugs her around the shoulders. She follows the young girl's gaze and nods at the sunset. We're almost there, sweetie. Can you sense it? The little girl doesn't avert her gaze, but she nods. I can't finally wait to see a big city. She opens her hands and displays the amulet. And this doesn't belong with me. Someone important should have it. Someone powerful. Her mother looks down at the object. One day, you'll have to tell me about that thing. Why it's so important to you. And little Corin clenches it in her fist. Everyone will know soon enough. But I promise that you'll be the first, mother. And the captain, a short Tiktani resembling a mayfly, calls out, Ship ho! Eyes up and be ready! And in the distance, a three-sailed galleon with no flag cuts a path towards the passenger ship. Corin's mother gasps and looks at the captain, and they share a nervous look. Corin looks to the ship and grins.
Hey, Keith. You remember when you had sex with the thing that's in that bird?
You're talking about Nesbitt, his character?
Yes. Yes, I do. Nah, that became knowledge well after the fact that made it real awkward.
Like most of your sexual experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Let's cut back to you guys.
All right.
So you're leaving Delnet's estate. The governor's no longer a manse. She's at a outcropping on the border of Israelion. On your way out, you pass the treasurer, and he just goes, oh, somebody will be by to contact you. Don't worry.
Okay, all right.
I still have a lot of stuff to work out. I'll figure it out.
We hired a cab to take us here?
They come around here all the time. Yeah, just go. I'm sure you'll be able to flag one down.
Are you like, do we have to like pay for that, or is that like on?
Kelton, stop.
I'm just saying.
Kelton, stop.
Okay.
We were looking really cool when we, you know, we could just plan it off that we...
Two cabs, I'm just saying. We're running a business here. Whatever.
Exactly. We get tax breaks. This is a business expense.
You're asking the treasurer if you get something for free?
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that how, like, the treasury works?
Exact opposite.
So you get stuff for free?
No.
Oh.
I get to look at all the things that I can't have for free. That's my job.
That sounds awful, honestly.
Oh, it's not great.
Yeah, usually when the things that I can't have, I just get them.
Well, takes his hat off and rubs his face. Are you guys hiring?
I don't know. How are you at stabbing?
I've never done it, but I'm starting to feel like I'd be pretty good at it.
I think your job here is very important. You should continue to do it. But when you retire, we can always use a good accountant.
Well, time will prove whether or not I'm good.
All right, we're rooting for you.
All right. You gentlemen have a good day. I'll put in that that application sometime, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So let's say you get your carriage, you do the same parade that you did on your way there.
It's a Dillo Hansom Cab?
A Hansom Cab? Is that a term people use?
A Hansom Cab is a specific type of black cab in the Englands.
Oh, is that what those are called?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Nice.
So a giant armadillo pops up, attached to a rickshaw. And it's a different dillo driver this time. We'll say it is a... Let's do this. It is a Savathian, so a fish person.
Yay.
Driving the...
What kind of fish person?
Let's say it is a flatfish.
All right.
It has to ride side saddle.
It just reminds me of, like, SpongeBob now.
And unless you want to stop anywhere else, you can do that. So on the subject of stopping anywhere else, we've got some nuts and bolts stuff to do, some real RPG nitty-gritty. We don't know what you guys have, equipment-wise. I'm not talking about magical equipment. I'm just talking about basic supplies. Is there anything you think, in general, that you'd have on your person or that you'd keep at your shop that you would need in the field?
I would say a satchel, rope, no torches, because that's not how Esmond plays.
Right. Just magnesium.
Actually, that would be really good.
Yeah, I was thinking like a striker stone. Like
I snap my fingers and things are alight.
Yeah. So just magnesium powder.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, stuff like obviously rope.
Yeah, I would keep a satchel.
Crowbar,
rope.
Yeah. Sleeping packs, extra Detective's clothes. Kit. Right. Torturer's kit?
Detective's kit.
Is it the same thing? You're just using a different word?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a magnifying glass?
That's all he does. He just holds it in front of his face. A giant
I like to
magnifying
think I
glass.
Have like a Swiss Army knife where I have each one of different magnification.
Do you wear a deer stalker's cap?
No.
Do you wear a cap?
Probably just a helmet.
Okay. Axe. So any tools, things like that you think you'd have? Try to make note of it, and let's get it out of the way so that we can rely on them later.
I'd say.
Oh, by the way, that includes potions. So. Ooh. Esmond had 2d6 potions. I'm going to give you 4 more, because any more than that sounds excessive.
Like, a lot.
Like how often... Honestly, like, it's been a year. How often do you guys get into fights? Probably not that often.
Not normally, yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
except when stuff like this happens. But so, we've been very bad at getting employed during that time.
That's very true.
I have here under wealth, I have fat stacks.
You did get fat stacks, for sure. Right. We'll give you an alchemist. You bought 4 potions from. You already have the 2 D6s. Okay. Decide who is carrying them from this point forward.
Not me. Oh, I know who to give them to. Nesbitt. Both.
Yeah.
Have them.
Yeah.
I'll take them.
All right.
I got them.
Write them down.
Yeah.
She gets a. Your alchemist gets a +5.
All right.
To her alchemy check, and we're going to roll for the strength of the potions based on the tier. And I've got the amounts right here.
Potion seller.
Potion number 1, 17. Nice. That is a 2d4 potion. All right. Potion number 2. That is 14. That's a D8.
Our D6s look like shit now. They're garbage potions.
Well, +5 in alchemy is good.
Oh, yeah.
So that's 11, which is a D4. And then last potion.
Nat 20. Ah, fuck.
Nope, that's a 9, which is a D4.
Can I say the Traveler's Torturer's Kit is a Baghdad battery with nipple clamps?
I don't think that's enough power.
Well, maybe it'd have like a... Hand
a crank?
Then why would I need a Baghdad battery?
I was just calling a Baghdad battery in a wonky form
There's
of battery.
There's no Baghdad here. I would like a notebook and a pen, please.
You got it.
Or a, actually, probably like a charcoal stick would be more on brand.
You can make your own charcoal stick.
Exactly. That'd be awesome.
Anytime.
But you can't make your own notebook with fire. Not very easily.
No. In fact, do the opposite. In fact.
You can unmake notebooks.
So you have it. It's yours. If you think of anything... until we get this ball rolling.
Yeah.
Let me know. Anything that doesn't, like oh, I also have a hammer that blows things up. Like,
I was thinking, like, a basic toolkit.
Like thieves' tools?
Yeah, that especially, but also non-thieves' tools, like a hammer.
Like a toolbox.
I guess that can be a thief tool.
Well, let's
depending
just say
on how subtle you are.
You have a basic, like, a carpenter's kit as well,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
I think he'd carried, like, 3 copies of the scrolls of his book.
Your book is a scroll?
There'd be a scroll version, like the paperback version.
Just for people who prefer to read
people
their
can't
books
afford,
like this.
You know.
I don't know if you know
this. A hand-bound, leather-bound version.
Bookbinding is not that hard to do, and managing scrolls is much harder.
Do they have a printing press in our setting?
I would say yes.
Say yes, but it seems that would still be prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, I think we're probably early days of printing press.
I would say a printing press probably exists, and then the things that were industrialized at that level just haven't happened. Because why make a steam engine when people literally make cold and hot out of nothing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I wanted to get into in an upcoming design episode, not now, the Leyliners need a basic code of conduct that I think Nesbitt would probably chafe against, but knows how much money that can bring in. So it's worth it.
Don't light Brookie fighting pits on fire. Is that one of them?
Probably not. Well, there's no way. She doesn't qualify to be a ley line.
Well, great.
So, let's get into it. You guys, let's say you get back to the... Unless you stop anywhere else, you get back to your shop.
Does chat think we need anything? Does that chat have
Yeah, chat. You got any... while we're doing this talk...
Do you have any recommendations for random items we should just have?
We'll check back in a second. If you guys come up with anything good, we'll use it. You get back to the shop, presented with the weight of... all of these choices. What do characters think?
So, guys, what's our first priority?
Does one make more money?
I don't think we have that info yet.
Yeah, no, it didn't seem like that. Does one get me killed less?
I also don't think we have that info yet.
Yeah.
In fact, that's probably going to be my big push, is getting Bolovo back is a great way to have an extra man on the outside looking out.
That's a really good point.
Tracking him down, messing with a diplomat. Doesn't that sound like us?
Yeah.
It's the most likely to get us killed, but I'm in.
I think we do very well with political matters.
We do that. I just say...
I mean, we are very well liked.
You eat a meal and then you eat something sweet at the end, right?
No, I don't.
A celebration of the meal. Burning a... like a city?
Uh-huh.
I think we save that for last, because that's just, like, our time. You know?
I would have thought you got that out of your system with Gloomtown.
Yeah. It's a city on water. I think we should burn it down.
Actually, the last two campaigns ended with a burning city.
Yeah. Let's, maybe like cannibalism, that is a trend we can...
Yes. Just like, cities burn, blood. People eat people. It's fine.
We burnt this city.
We didn't start the fire. Yes, we did.
Keith made that joke last time. But hey, you know what? Plus one momentum to the both of you because they're both good. And I didn't give Keith one. So, chat, what do we think? Did we get any item ideas? Rope?
Got rope.
Crowbar.
Ooh.
I'm not a crowbar person, though. Someone else take that.
The grappling hooks.
Ooh.
It's always a good bet.
Snacks.
Oh.
Snacks, yeah, they give me PTSD. That's...
All right.
I want to be the only snack in this party.
So Stitto comes out from the back. She's got a piece of paper, and she's like, oh, I wrote down a Miss Paz is coming by. She wants to, she's going to talk to you. Stitto, by the way, a young pigeon lady that works, that the orphaned pigeon lady that works for you right now. She says, a Miss Paz is coming by. She said she sent word when you guys went to the governor's office.
Yeah.
That she would come by to talk to you about some jobs.
Okay. Stitto, good job.
All right. Hey, great.
You can get an extra apple for your snack.
Wow. Not burnt this time?
That's your deal.
Okay. All right. Burn it on my own time.
You burn it whenever you want.
So let's say you got 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Calendar man?
Calendar man.
Has to be called Keeper of the Days. Day 63 of...
So...
What's the next holiday?
Basking.
When's that? How many days?
About 27.
Okay. Should we? Hey, guys.
So the basking is the longest day. So it's the summer solstice. It's the longest day, which means that the reptile people generally probably celebrate harder than most.
Oh yeah, I would say. Before we make a decision on what we're gonna do for this job, should we like plan a nice basking day, everybody? I'm just putting that out there.
So we hang out for 27 days. Party and then do the job? Because I'm not saying
No. I'm not saying take the season off. I'm just saying I would like to start maybe planning the basking party.
I've never really been big on that one. Is that one of the big drinking holidays?
For Harad, every holiday is a drinking holiday.
Yeah. Let's do a big basking party.
Barbecue? Sound good?
All right. Yeah.
Maybe a little waterfront action? Not by the dock, apparently, but that's fine.
I'm there. We're going to follow the bat guy?
That's my pick.
The Larson ambassador.
Yeah, if that's our closest lead to getting reacquainted with Bolivar, that's probably what we want to do.
And he's not always the best friend, but a good friend.
And also, if he's in trouble and we get him out of it, he might be more forgiven next time we fuck up.
Well, we did save him from the bugs already, so, I mean...
Yeah.
We've gotten some good mileage out of that.
Yep. Let's just keep stacking it up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. let's say 2 days pass, unless there's any objection. Paz comes to visit. Now, Paz, I'm going to randomly generate because I don't want to use a Patreon character, because all the Patreon characters that, by the way, at the $10 tier of our Patreon, you get to create a custom NPC that I put in our campaign. And all the other ones that are coming up are too silly to be this character. So Paz shows
up. Thank you, Big Bad Shadow Man.
Oh, thank you, yeah. Primarily, but also others, and you will meet them. So Paz comes by, and she is a Hrod.
Oh, hello.
She's a crocodilian. Let's say she's an American alligator. Let's go that direction with it.
So is she
So she's a little exotic.
Maybe she's one of the Piro.
I was going to say she's our favorite guy.
Yeah, one of the Cajun alligators. And
you know, still don't need a mom.
So let's see how your old daughter she is. Is she adopted?
No.
No.
She's still an orphan. We all consider an orphan. Yeah. She's 77 years old.
Oh.
That's what I rolled.
But it's a Hrod, so...
Not bad, big deal. Just like a 40-year-old. And...
So I look young and virile in comparison.
I think she's wearing... So she's a spy.
Mm-hmm.
And she, during the day, works a job. Let's say she works at a shop. I don't know what kind of shop, and we'll come back to it. Chat, if you think of a funny kind of shop that would work for a spy, mm-hmm. and that's where she works. So she comes in. And she says, hi. She's Cajun, right?
Mm-hmm. Should we have different male and female voice lines?
No.
Okay.
We can just... That's a lady. It just sounds like me doing a voice.
Hey, look, I'm trying to get romantic here. This is important to my immersion.
So she comes in and she says, you are the Esmond Mandigold Trod. That's what it said on the sign.
Yes, that order.
Yes.
My name is Paz. I'm here on behalf of the that governor there. Downette, you know her?
Yes.
We have met, yes.
Listen, I'm here to kind of clear the air a bit. We thought nobody'd seen you down at them docks, but turns out there was this guy worked at the Port Authority. You talked to him, Mr. Birdio?
Mm-hmm.
That ring a bell?
Yeah.
Well, he could identify you, so you're going to be getting a visit from an official. They don't know that we's contacting you. So they're going to come in, they're going to give you that bad, that terrible summons, the one that says we're going to get fined, you're going to put you in prison. Pretend like it's for real, okay?
So be a dick about it.
As far as you're concerned, you could go to prison, you could pay a huge fine, all that, but I'm telling you privately, don't worry about it, okay?
Sounds good.
We kill the Port Authority guy.
Is that right? Is that what we're doing?
Nope. No, he good. He's all right.
But he, like, ratted on us, right?
No, he just
told people about us.
Somebody asked. He don't know. He's kind of dumb.
Oh, so it'd be really easy to kill him.
I don't know. I know some pretty dumb people that are fucking haughty.
she said, well, I think he is probably pretty easy to kill, which will make me worried about him all the time. Well, anyway.
So you don't want us to kill him?
Please don't kill him. He's all nice. Right.
That's you got to be very specific about nice, the not killing
look,
him.
He a nice boy. Don't, please. He
all
just,
right.
Just punch him once or twice.
Also, you seem pretty rough. What is it? You killing people? You my kind of people. I like this.
Well, I'm saying, like, you just punch him and say, hey, don't talk to people.
Oh, man. He
was also pretty. He was pretty nice to us when we went down there.
He wasn't a bad guy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he was nice enough to remember us, which honestly, I'm feeling a little flattered.
I don't know. Sometimes we can be kind of conspicuous.
Yeah, you know, I think burning down the docks right after he talked to you, probably big problem. Probably easy to remember.
I am a famous author.
Hey, you got that going for you. I don't read too much, but...
Really, you seem like such an intellectual type.
Man, I like this guy.
He's a nice guy.
He looks handsome, too.
So you're going to kill the dock guy for us, right?
I'm not killing nobody, buddy, a good friend. So let's get back to the issue here.
All right.
I'm here to give you the contact and give you an option on how you want to get paid. I talked to that treasurer. He real uptight with the purse strings, but look, I don't want to tell you how to run your business, but he said I can give you lump sum payment, completion each job, it's big, okay? Mm-hmm. He's talking 50,000 ankies.
Per job?
Per job, yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot.
We're going to go into a thing. We're going to burn it down. We're going to kill everyone involved. That's how we work.
Part of my job, I kind of do a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
But, like, before I do that, I make sure I can clean it up. You don't clean this up, it's going to be a big problem.
ash blows away on its own.
Yeah, I was going to say, burn it really hot.
Well, listen, a crater stayed for a long time.
Well, the cleanup fee is $10,000 per job. $50,000 will get anything broke you want.
So listen, you wanna deal with that floating city of Sia? There's a guy can get you in, okay?
Oh.
Then she kind of walks over to Esmond.
Yeah.
Maybe like traces an arm around his back a little bit, like, hey, listen, he one of us, okay? He little fella. He's about 4.5 foot tall, dwarf caiman.
Mm.
His name Gekken. By the way, I made up this name because I didn't have a good place to put the name in the form. So, but this one's from Big Bad Shadow Man.
G-E what?
G-E-K-K-E-N. Gekken.
Can we hear that?
Yeah. She's not being secret. She just kind of wants to touch Esmond.
Yeah. So you know the guy there, right? Who's on the boat.
Well, he's not on the... I mean, he's on a lot of boats. He moves
around. I'm just saying, maybe tell him not to be on the boat.
Well, how are you going to get there?
I think we're going to figure it out, but the plan is to just set fire to the boat.
To the boat that take you to the...
No, to the boat people.
To the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
She just kind of shrugs. And okay, I'll tell him.
You're really up about us not killing your friends.
Well, listen, his job is just to kind of prep you for what you're gonna face on there. Okay, there's a lot of complicated religious and political problems. There's economic issues at play, and I'm just using those because I know they're big words that he said.
He's just gonna take us in the pipe 5x5.
It's true. A chat. What was the most interesting job we came up with, Pool?
A secondhand adventure store.
Secondhand adventure store stuff that was used in adventures.
I love that.
All right,
nice,
perfect for a spy. She probably kills people, mm-hmm. takes it off, and is like, "Oh, you're getting all this shit secondhand."
I got a question for her then.
Yeah. Oh, you heard of my shop?
You.
It's called. it's called Paz Tents.
Chaos Point.
Chaos Point.
Chaos Point.
Chaos Point.
Fuck you. Oh, damn it. No, I need a timeout for a second. Fuck. No, I got a question, though. You have some old curiosities there, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for a specific book series.
I don't really do them books too
Yeah,
much.
But usually just passed around travelers and wayfarers. I'm looking for Shay's Ripping Yarns.
What, a kid series?
Yeah.
Look, I don't have none right now, but right. you want me to keep an eye out for you? I do. I mean, hey, we gotta look out for each other. You know what I mean?
And I want to get him for Stid is the whole thing.
Oh, I see. That little bird girl I talked to the other day. Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'll keep an eye out. Yeah, I got
All
you.
Right.
I got
All
you.
Right.
Okay, so now. Let's say maybe that city problem.
That's big. It's too big.
Listen, they all big, brother. You want a problem where you deal with that ambassador? Brother, he is a problem. And we put this guy on him. I think he's a lamplighter, secretly. Well, I'm pretty sure he is, all right? So his name's Jerry Birdman.
Can I take away that chaos point now?
I didn't make him up. This is also a Big Bad Shadow Man. Jerry Birdman. We call him Big Mouth.
You're even for the night, Shadow Man.
Jerry Birdman.
Is that with a J or with a G?
This is with a J, like Jerry Seinfeld. But not like Jerry Seinfeld again, thankfully.
Man, that would be problematic.
But he is a Crex. He's 61 years old. He's an older Crex, gentlemen.
So he's an old bird.
He's got big yellow eyes. He's a little weird. But yeah, you
like how weird?
Man, well, fucking funny looking. All right, he's
like him funny looking or me funny looking?
It's just kind of funny looking.
All right then,
you want to talk to him about this Lawson ambassador? You want to go down to? You want to come down to my shop? There's a place across the way. Okay, it's a bar. He doesn't work there, but he's in there every night collecting information. Like I said, pretty sure he's a lamplighter. By the way, listeners, lamplighters are they're kind of like Freemasons, but more spy-centric. That makes sense?
And more
concerned with keeping oppressors from rising too high.
The thing that I always think of is the Order of the White Lotus from Avatar The Last Airbender. Mm. They're a cool group of my favorite characters.
Like Thieves Guild from Skyrim, if that makes sense.
But cool.
Less dicks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Less dicks, more chicks.
They're like, well, you'll find them down there, and the only reason I know is because we call him Big Mouth. And you want to deal with that Tivum estate? We got this fella during the day. He's a little weird, too. Handsome, though. Real handsome, get my drift. His name's Lynch. Big old guff man, your people.
Oh.
Yep. He's good at doing, like, inventory. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he's been paying attention to that Tivum estate, trying to get stuff cataloging every time there's been a disappearance, a reappearance. We know that place is chock full of artifacts. You want to know anything that's happened in the past 10 years about that place, you go talk to him. His name's Lynch. He's a little older gentleman, and he's big. Big dude. And this is Scott John Harrison's character.
All right. Any news on Bolivo?
Not yet. He's a big boy. You know, he knows how to get in and out of trouble. I don't know if I worry too much about him. You know him pretty well?
We've been in and out of a few scrapes together.
Reasonably well, but...
Listen, I mean, I gotta be straight with you. I love the guy. He's great, but, sometimes he just... If he goes in and he's investigating something, finds something he can't let go, sometimes he just disappears. Shows up with some answers, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just seen him work. I'm not too worried about him. I mean, you guys, you know, you probably never seen him work, though, so I don't know.
Well, he tried to work on us a couple times.
So that's what we're dealing with. Any questions about all this kind of thing? Listen, nobody can know that lady who run Paz Tance work for the government. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants to be associated with working with the government.
No, I mean, I got a reputation to uphold.
As stated before, we don't like people who tell on other people.
Good. All right. Well, great. Listen, you have any more questions? I'm a direct line to Delnet. You feel me?
You're our contact. You're our handler.
That's right. That's
all right. You can handle me anytime.
Don't you tease me. So she bids you adieu and leaves your shop.
Ding-a-ling-ling.
I'm still saying ambassador.
Yeah, I think ambassador.
Yeah, I mean...
Nesbitt, you feeling anything? You got an opinion?
No, I'm actually in favor of that. Ran into that guy initially.
Hate him?
Seemed to, yeah.
Yeah.
Seemed an interesting sort of character.
You want to stab him, don't you?
Yeah, the first time I saw him.
I think we're going to have to stab him.
All right.
And we're back. How you like them double axes?
I'm kind of into it.
Yeah. I got one with a shield and a sword, and it goes chunk, but axes, man.
Axes.
Like, yeah. Least useful wartime weapon, but so badass in RPGs.
For sure.
Great tools, though.
Phenomenal tools.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go into the woods without one.
I think I'd rather have an axe than nunchucks.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use
Yeah, you
axe.
Think so?
Is that the... That's the line? Those are the two choices. Does one of the nunchucks have a sword on the end?
Least useful.
Sword chucks, yeah.
Still, sword chucks, way dangerous. It's like a double-sided lightsaber. You're just going to end up fucking up at some point.
Yeah. Well, I think just even regular lightsaber, you would never own one.
Yeah.
If it was $5, you'd never own one.
I think you have to like be a military monk for your entire life for that to be a functional weapon.
Oh yeah, but if the wind blows wrong one day, it takes part of your head off.
Yeah. They
literally see into the future. The people who use it can see in the future.
True.
That knife. I do not make my ownership and use decisions based on whether or not I'm not going to fucking hurt myself.
No, like, you drive a motorcycle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I wrecked it, but I'm buying a new one.
Yeah, okay. So how long ago since it was your last crippling injury from a motorcycle?
7 weeks.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So you're almost due.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
I want the knife from Futurama that when you cut bread, it toasts it.
I also know that
what?
From...
Also known as a lightsaber.
Yeah, but that's also...
That's
in
the only version of lightsaber.
The lightsaber burns it and destroys all of the bread that it goes through.
That's a thing in the movie version of Hitchhiker's Guide, where it's, you slice bread and it immediately makes toast.
That's amazing.
I know, it's such a cool thing.
Oh, I need
that so
bad.
It's just as good as the cup of noodles from the Cowboy Bebop movie that instantly... like cooks itself. That I was like, wow, why did that just make that real?
Yeah, you want it real. Honestly, like it'd be better of a knife for cheese that smokes it.
Oh my god!
Oh
yeah,
I'm so hungry right now. You just made me very hungry.
So let's put
yourself a smoking knife. I'm just cutting raw pork all day.
Oh yeah. Cutting Raw Pork would be also a good band name.
Big ass pork belly. Just.
I'm thinking of that pulled pork you made.
Halloween God. Party.
Righteous.
Sorry to everybody who wasn't able to make it.
I forgot to eat. I was just.
What? You fucked it. Up, you my dude. Fucked up, homie.
Shit.
There was like brats, and I was like, oh,
I wish I brought hot dog buns.
So, you guys are kind of. You're thinking about. Go in the direction of dealing with the Larson ambassador. By the way, who does not yet have a name? Chat, if you come up with a name, let's do that.
I love having chat in here to just unload our garbage.
Yeah. Right? He does not have. I only need a first name. So you've got a contact. You know that he's missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know that this guy, Jerry, Big Mouth Birdman, he's a potu, is how she described him to you. I don't know what kind of bird that is. I'm going to look it up. A potu. Oh. Okay. Well, Big Bad Shadow Man. you're making a joke that they aren't aware of yet.
Hey, Big Bad Shadow Man, you get one free favor from me.
Oof.
For that image that I just saw.
You don't even know why that's funnier than it looks. So, but yeah, you got to be careful.
The offer stands.
You got to be careful because Paz warned you. Jerry's got a big mouth.
Uh-huh.
Not just literally.
All right. We'll see how this goes.
So I don't think we go there tonight.
I kind of, like, we're talking to the... I want to go shopping. Talking about stores and stuff, man.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, it seems like a reasonable thing to do.
We're going on an adventure. Let's get some stuff.
All right.
Yeah, I've seen her around, but I don't remember actually going into Paz Tens. Like,
we can do that tomorrow when we go to the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything we want to pick up, though?
Oh, are you talking tonight? No.
What time is it?
Let's say it's 7 p.m.
You want to call it night?
Yeah, yeah, let's...
big day tomorrow.
Let's hang back for...
Yeah. What do we got for dinner?
I don't know. Pork sliced with a smoking knife?
I don't think we're allowed to have pork in this house. Actually, wait.
It's great, yeah.
Kelton probably doesn't give a shit.
Kelton doesn't give half of a shit.
Are there pigs? What are the pigs? What are the pigs?
One
as
of
well?
My enemies.
We'll figure it out in a different episode.
Fine.
Let's say there's some pig equivalent. Well, what's the cows you came up with?
What are those called?
The chimpanzee intelligence level cows?
No, they're bug pigs. I want there to be bug pigs.
Bug pigs just fun to say, so it's canon.
Yeah, bug pigs. There are grubby right. little bug pigs that we make pulled bug pig out of.
I agree.
Yeah.
Got to crack the shell to...
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
It's like pork crab. Oh, my...
You crack it open and it's just...
Cannon. Dude, I am so disappointed in Earth right now that we don't have cannon pork crab.
Agreed.
For all the things you could be disappointed in Earth.
It's not the racism, it's the lack of pork crab.
Listen, man, eventually humans are going to die out.
Hopefully.
Jeez. Pork crab might outlive humans. It might outlive racism.
No, because everyone's going to be racist against pork. They're too delicious to allow to rise.
Man, I'm just thinking of them.
That's all I'm doing.
I know.
Why didn't we eat before we did this?
God, it was
you would have a special pork crab like hammer to get into the shell.
Dude, I have like an ivory handle toolkit.
Chat, what do you think about pork crab?
Ajax?
All right.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah. Ajax, the Larson ambassador.
So like we're going out for pork crab, right?
Yeah, we're going out for pork crab.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Celebrating your new job.
Yeah. Okay.
So you go out for pork crab. All right, to a well-established pork crab place called...
Missy's.
The Clattering Snort.
Ooh.
All right.
Nice.
Very interesting gastropub, but primarily a bistro. There's no inside seating.
Can we
so
roll?
It's weather dependent.
Can we roll to see if we're regulars?
Yeah, let's do... Who is most likely to go there the most?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very on brand.
Give me a composure roll. Just add your composure. We'll say 10 is the difficulty. If you're recognizable as regulars.
All right. 17. Yes.
Yeah,
we are
sure.
Regulars. All
you
right.
Walk in and the chef, who is also the owner, because obviously it's a bistro. Like, it's not like this. It's very right. flat.
This
flat,
is a, this is a
business
passion
structure.
Project.
Exactly. Odds male, evens female.
All right.
Female. Tiktani.
Ooh.
She knows all about cracking shells. What kind of Tiktani would be most likely to eat the pork to crab?
I want a termite.
I like it. Okay. Termite, wings, non-functional, very pretty.
Oh, hello.
She's just a uniform tan, but like smooth and attractive.
Okay.
Voluptuous.
Calipigian, even. And let's do... She's 21, so she is a phenom.
Yeah.
She's she's an absolute...
She's a wunderkind.
Exactly. Chat, give us a name for her. So she left her chorus to pursue the art of delicious meats. She found the pig crab and said, nothing beats this. Like, this is the pinnacle. I'm only 21, but I know I've reached the summit.
And also, I think pig crab is like the medium meat pork for crab. Most people. Yeah.
But you taste hers.
And she's like, I've raised this to an art. This is no longer, this is not just bacon.
I like to think you crack the leg and it's just a sausage.
Oh my god. Why are you doing this to us? We're all so hungry. Okay, so.
When I become God, I will make this true.
I didn't know you were Mormon. Okay, so Chad, have we got a name for our restaurateur? Barb?
I like it.
B-A-R-B. Okay, got it.
Nice.
So Barb, our restaurateur, the termite who has mastered the pig crab, sees Nesbitt approach with his two friends, who she's also seen. But Nesbitt's her big spender.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you're...
It's not just that I love pig crab. I also have a little bit of a crush on the young Calipigian Pictani.
What if they break it open and they pour noodles into it?
And she...
Pig crab ramen.
Mm-hmm.
She is voiced...
In its own shell.
By Alex DeLarge from A Clockwork Orange.
Please stop. I can Me only drinkies. Get so erect.
Does so she headbutt me?
She sees Nesbitt and she goes, welly, 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 well. Mr. Bizzlebee?
Bob? Have you missed me as much as I missed you?
Well, I've missed you quite a lot.
Then, yes.
I'm actually doing Mr. Deltoid.
Good.
By accident.
Real horror show.
Because yeah. I've missed you quite a lot.
There we go.
Why don't I've got a seat for you right up front. Make yourselves at home.
Please.
Preps for you the biggest shark to crab feast. Shark to crab. That's a fucking Magic the Gathering card. Pork crab. Pig crab. What are we going to call them? Pork they need crabs. A name. More than pork crabs, because that's like a kind of meat kind of animal.
Oh, damn.
Shelled?
Shell swine.
Shell swine.
Shell swine. She brings out
We're making out later.
she lays out like the three plates, the small little dipping sauces. Well, let me know if you need anything extra. You know I'm good for it.
You're good for everything, Bob.
Can I get it?
You Bizzlebee? And she, like, gives you a little hip check and scuttles off.
Mm. Can't get enough of this place.
Go crush her, Nesbitt.
Hey, look who's talking. I saw the way you were making eyes at Paz earlier today.
Oh, yeah, no. I would smash like and subscribe. And
what's up, slappers?
If she would let me, I'd ring that bell icon.
Are you breaking into that pork crab shell with your special hammer?
Hey, remember the last person you slept with who actually turned out to be, like, a demon from the past?
All right, you know, I don't have a great track record.
Well, let's be fair. Nesbitt has not been celibate for a year.
Yeah, but that's, like, the big one I would remember.
Oh, yeah. I think he would call that the one that got away.
Yeah,
but most of it has been,
and then tried to kill us.
Yeah.
Which is also probably not unusual to be loved by anyone.
No momentum for that one, Mike.
I don't even care. That was for me.
Fuck, I want pork crab so bad.
I know, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
Hey, geneticist, you're on notice.
So let's say you've got a lovely dinner. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at some point, Barb comes by and she just kind of like slides the check.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you all have a good time.
I do have a question for you.
Shoot.
Do you have any gloom smite laying around the place that we may be able to... It's a celebration.
Well, it's not a cold day out. But I think I've got the warm fire you're looking for. And she walks on back. Comes back with bottles that clearly have brown paper labels put over the top of the original labels. And she's like, this is our finest wine, and winks. But she doesn't really wink because she doesn't have eyelids.
Mm.
So she just kind of like covers one with one of her hands. And she's like, that's a wink.
That's very cute.
And then hands them to you. And she's like, let me take that check back.
Oh,
no, 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 no,
no, please.
Let us, come on.
No.
Well, I mean, you guys, you just spend so much in here already. I feel like my best customers.
Bob.
You've earned it, Bob.
Bob, you're an artist, and we are patrons of the arts.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about my cooking. And she places the check back down. She walks over to Kelton, gives him a kiss on the cheek.
Hey.
And then while she does it, she just taps Nesbitt on the leg and then walks away.
Fuck you, Kelton.
That's how you talk to a lady.
To new business ventures.
To new business ventures.
And burning down another city.
Honestly, I generally like skimmers, so if we could just, like, make them go away, that'd be great.
You changed.
Yeah. Look.
Plus for momentum.
I mean, if we're just... I'm from a place where water is kind of, like, not a thing, and they like the water, and that's... I'm not going to yuck their yum, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, all right.
But they're being dicks.
Who's being a dick is the question.
Them.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
Bunch of skimmers are, like, causing trouble. That's what we were told.
But you know how it works. It's always top down. Who's at the top?
So we start the fire at the top, it burns to the down. That's what I've been saying.
I've heard the bottom of the fire is the hottest pot.
Depends on who's starting it.
We're just gonna keep going back to that. Oh, like,
as long as you keep talking about burning places down.
That well is very deep.
All right, well, we'll burn that bridge when we get to it. In the interim, I think we were already kinda... We got some overlap with a couple other situations. This Lawson Ambassador character.
Gotta end him.
Yeah. Let's,
Chaos Bat Moon fuckers are not my thing.
Not mine either. I met, like, one Esh when I liked. And I didn't even like him that much.
Hell of an actor, though.
Fucking amazing.
Plus one to both.
Here's the thing. Would we get in trouble for killing an ambassador?
If we do it in public, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we kind of have to not kill him.
Mm. No.
He used quote fingers, by the way, for listeners.
We make him really depressed and he kills himself.
Perfect. The perfect crime.
So what, are you going to talk to him a little bit?
But doctor, I am Pagliacci.
I don't know. Accidents happen. Axes get lodged into things.
They just fly around, man.
I think that's the priority.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Tomorrow, we go by your new little lady friend's house, and...
I'm not against that.
Yeah, yeah, we see what she's got in a shop, see if... anything jumps out at us, and then roll across and grab a couple pints and learn something from dude goes by
Jerry
moniker.
Big Mouth, Jerry, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're adventurers. We're always looking for new equipment, right?
Yeah.
Nothing weird about that.
And this is a secondhand quality dude right here.
I appreciate that. Should we have invited Stitto to this dinner?
Someone has to watch a shop, and honestly...
Should we bring her something back?
Yeah, no, we'll get something to go for her. That's okay. A good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Your doggy
That's
bag.
A great idea. Some noodles, too.
Yeah, because this poor crab is so good. They crack open the shell, they pour the noodles in, and mix
shell
it up.
Shell swine.
Listen, you gotta eat it all, because if you leave it in the garbage in your house...
Smells like...
guff vagina all day.
Shit. You can't get any work done.
Plus one momentum.
That's a twofer. Come on, no, dude.
I don't hand out twofers.
Ugh. Oh, man.
So you get home. Stido's asleep at the desk. It's like 1 a.m.
Oof.
You guys were flirting hard, hard with Barb. She'll drink it all up. She loves that shit. Mm-hmm. You get back to there. She's asleep. What do you do?
I pick her up and take her to her room.
Really? Because you cannot microwave pork crab.
Yeah.
You don't have a microwave.
Gotta be eaten.
I am conjure flame from nothing. Yeah, Esmond just takes the doggy bag, takes her up to her room. When he puts her in her room, he gently wakes her.
Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, we brought you some take home.
Oh my god, I'm fine. Is it shell swine?
Maybe.
I'm starving. And she just like opens the doggy bag or the take home box or whatever dialect you use for what region of the country you're in and shoves her beak full force in it and just goes to town.
Nope.
What?
Get the plate.
Plate? There's a bag.
Get the plate.
Fine. So she gets the one plate that she owns. And
and I want it to be a conductive metal.
Okay.
And he's like, heat it properly. Slow. Petitely, don't burn it.
I'm so tired.
This is important.
All right. So she holds her hands over it, and then she touches it with two fingertips. And then you see... you don't really see. You hear the shell swine on it start to sizzle. And it sizzles a little bit more.
Doesn't need much more.
Is it good? Is this enough?
Oh, no. Perfect control. Didn't overdo it.
All right. And she takes her hands off of it.
Yeah.
Plus one momentum.
That was really cute.
Yeah.
I like that
Seems
a lot.
Cute.
This is literally my favorite thing to do with this character now. Is just be a fucking
fire mentor.
Thank you, Stranger Things, for allowing me to steal a character after the fact.
You guys, we invented pork crab tonight.
You know? If nothing else, this has been one of our most successful sessions ever.
If all it does is make me so upset about, like, so for listeners. We had a Halloween party where I made the best pulled pork I've ever made in my life. And now I'm just like, it will never be as good as what I'm imagining for shell swine. Never, ever.
Just think of pouring the noodles in and getting the feet sausage.
Stop it. Stop.
Think of the claws. Would that be like pork chops?
All right. I have a question. How much would it cost to try to bake it? Because I just want this experience.
We can cover... You know what would be really good is if you make, like, a super good juicy pork chop and then, like, put diced crab on it with mayo.
Okay.
It'd be amazing. All right.
I don't want that. I want...
Nobody's listened to this podcast for this. Nobody's tuned in for this, our cooking show.
But everybody that is tuned in is having the same experience we are.
I hope so. Because that makes me feel less terrible.
Again, chat.
About the time that has been wasted.
Shell swine, how do you feel? Is anyone pro or...
Chat, weigh in on shell swine. Are we wasting too much time? Be honest.
We could do it all day.
We will take it on the chin on this one.
We had pork and crab dumplings. Soup dumplings.
It's like crab rangoon.
They're so good.
All right. You go to bed. You sleep, you sleep the fuck out of that night.
Hell yeah.
Mm. Wake up.
We were a little drunk and a little high.
Yeah. You wake up, it's a new day. Gloom smite, hangover, very mild.
We only had one round, and then we switched over to...
We ate with it.
No, yeah. You had two bottles, remember?
Oh.
Between the three of us.
No, that was... Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot of gloom smite. However, I think canonically, the hangover of gloom smite is not as bad as either of these. So, new day begins. Your characters wake up, refreshed, Stido... Wakes up with a full belly, happy. Probably a little bit, like an hour or two behind you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And wake up, and she's just like, man, I slept so good. I don't know why. Maybe it was all the shell swine.
Let's hope.
Mm. What do you do?
First things first, Stido.
Yeah?
Today is an Obed day. I'll take you to Obed's.
All right.
I know. I know.
Nerd, right?
I'm sorry, Uncle Esmond.
Education is important.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Okay.
One day you will be
plus one.
One day you'll be several times smarter than him rather than twice as smart.
And I went to university. Joycott Royal University.
Do I
maybe you've heard of it?
Do I need to go to university, Uncle?
Oh, Calvin? Yeah. It's great.
It's good.
But not Joycott Royal. They,
you drink, you beat up nerds.
So I tell them I know you. They're going to like me there?
Oh, yeah.
Don't
you can bring my
that.
Book.
Yeah, I will. I think I'll do that. Esmond, yeah, that's yeah. a good idea. Okay.
Sure.
Well, maybe. I mean, we probably need a scholarship, though, the way business is going, huh?
I think we have a solution for that.
Yo, that kind of stung a little bit.
Well, I mean, I'm including myself in this
yeah.
problem. Ditto, to send you to university, I would burn all the cities except for the city that the university of your choice is in.
You see, like, tears start to well up in her eyes. It's like, you'd really do that for me?
Oh, I would burn them all.
Hold down the fort. When I get back, I'll man the desk.
Yep.
Then we'll figure out what to do.
Yep.
Today. Sound all good, right. guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
All we're right.
Go, yeah. We're going on all beds.
All right. So she takes the thing that all the children's books that we grew up on that we've never seen in our lives, she does what they do in those children books. She grabs a belt and she wraps it around a bunch of books and carries yes. it. And I've never seen a human in my life do that. Mm. But that's what she does. She goes,
your pants would fall down.
Okay. All right.
Plus one. Killing it today, Kelton.
It's Me, Corin is all about the Shell Swine. Cooking Show Go. And Big Bad Shadow Man has never had crab.
Ooh.
Never once. I don't know how to correct that. I mean, we could send you
I was about to say.
I've had crabs twice in the last 10 years.
We sent you a t-shirt, Big Bad. I don't know how to send you delicious crab.
To a crab place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's more complicated. It's seafood. Like
walk into a restaurant and be like, what dish involves crab and pork? And then just see where they take you.
Explain the concept.
I don't think
to
a
them.
Lot of places have an answer to that.
Yeah, but if they did.
We got to stop talking about it. I'm so fucking hungry. Oh my god.
I love that shit. None of us ate before this.
Oh no, I didn't.
I actually did, but I could eat like an entire crab and like a half pound of pulled pork.
All right.
Just generally always.
Group trip after this ends. We need to find something.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So Esmond takes Stitto to Obed's.
Yeah, she drags her belt of books down the street. And goes to... So, Obed, by the way, Pool, would you like to get on mic and tell us about the place where Obed tutors?
Yes. So, Obed, having come back from his adventure in the Star Crypt, somehow surviving, despite the person that was responsible for him on this adventure, he actually surprised his master, who didn't expect him to return, based on Why? Who he sent them out with. So he works in a library. Now, this library is responsible for... It focuses mostly on kind of rebuilding the history since the Doom. It's got a lot of random pieces of Savathian information, but it's all scattered because there's no history that's been written out. So Obed, having taken his experiences and studies, is trying to catalog all of that and organize it. So this is where he does his tutoring. But he mostly tutors kind of the elite, the children that are of the elite that send them specifically for this area of studies. But
And Stitto,
right, exactly. So
he feels indebted.
Yeah, and he actually, based on the fact that he feels compared to a lot of other bookish types, that he was out in the field and he's seen some stuff, you know?
So, I'm a hardcore motherfucker!
you wouldn't understand! So he's kind of picky on who he actually tutors, but obviously he will tutor Stitto for free because of the relationship built there.
Stitto and Esmond approach.
Stitto, she arrives at the gates of the library. Obed is standing outside waiting I'm assuming impatiently.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Stiddle, you just head inside. I need to talk with old Obed here for a second.
All right. I got to read. I'll start my reading, Obed, if that's okay with you.
I hope you're caught up. We have a lot to cover.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm caught. Yeah. I'm definitely. Okay. I'm going to go inside.
All right. Obed, is she doing good? She's doing good in school?
She shows up. No.
You're that bad, really?
I feel that her, whereas I liked reading about things, she's a little more of a hands-on type of bird.
Yeah, but I guess my question is this bearing fruit?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I wish that at her age I had had the combination of knowledge and experience that I have now. I mean, obviously, I'm a much bigger deal than I was when you met me.
You're always a big deal to me.
Thank you. That means a lot. I'm going to write that in my memoir.
I just...
Plus one.
All right. No, I just wanted, I just wanted to check progress report. I'm sorry to keep you from everything. I just, it's important to me that, I want to say when, but I guess it's if I get her back to her parents. They know I tried and did a good job. And thank you for helping me with that.
Oh, are we still looking for them? I thought we wrote that.
Yeah, no, we're still looking, and it's probably not good.
Oh, that's... Oh, okay, yeah, I should probably adjust the way I speak to her about some things then.
As an orphan. Yeah.
My parents didn't go to a farm upstate.
Yeah, all right. Again, thanks again. And do you need me to pick her up or?
No, I'll walk her back.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah, we got things to do today, so.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I can
talk
to her about hope and how valuable that can be.
Yeah. By the way, we got pretty big contract. I have you been maybe itching to get in the field again a little bit?
It would surprise you to hear that I am actively frustrated by walls around me.
Oh, well, we might hit you up in a couple days or a week, at the max.
I'm free tomorrow.
Okay, all right. I miss being out there with you in the shit. You know?
Yeah, things don't die around me as often as when I was with you, so I don't get to heal things as often and keep them alive, and,
Me and the boys might come by soon.
I got a sub.
You gotta watch, you gotta put on a movie. Is it gonna be October? Is it gonna be October Sky again?
Dude, once in high school, we had the, Gomeo and Juliet with,
What?!
I was in that class.
With Squeonardo DiCaprio.
What?
Oh, with a...
By Squillium Cakeshire.
Yes.
Con Laguazanga with a 9mm sword.
Splaying Skibbolt and yes. Berbludio. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
Yeah,
so
I would surprise you to know based on those names. Oh, guff.
Plus one.
It's called acting.
God damn it. God damn it. I am so glad I made you do this.
Yeah, no, this was a really, really
all right,
yes, good Sally. Event.
Well, Obed, I'm going to get back to it. Bye!
I mean...
Thank you, Poole. We'll say that Obed goes back into the library, and he sees Stiddo, like, the moment she looks over at him, she slams the book that she's reading. She's like, no, I was reading the right book. I was reading the right one. And then let's cut to you rejoining these two are probably talking about how good the food was last night.
That is absolutely what we're doing. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hold down the fort, guys. If you want to do some prep work, do it. And then at 6 when we close down the shop, we'll head to Paz Tents and hit the pub so we can find out.
Yeah. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So let's say...
I think Kelton wants to go to the...
I'm staying at the shop.
Okay.
While you guys go out and do whatever you want.
Kelton wants to go to the blade sharpener to get his investigation kit.
Oh, okay.
Sharpened up.
Sharpened. Yeah, his investigation, mm-hmm. his traveler's
investigator's kit.
Right. Otherwise,
he's got two.
His torturers.
Yeah. A lot of small blades.
Okay. Let's say you go there. No problem. Mm-hmm. Let's say everybody on their person has 1,400 ackies. We'll start there. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we did deliver, what, a giant sphere of Dairon to the world?
Just say, on your person, yes. Today, 1,400 ackies.
All right.
Okay.
But yeah, that was a really good call. So I got three daggers that get a lot of use. For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's say it costs you 10
daggers?
Ackies.
That's crazy.
10 ackies per item.
All right.
There's probably a premium for a magic weapon.
No.
No?
No, okay. Not for just sharpening.
Axe and two blades?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sharpening happens pretty quickly. He's got the local pseudo-medieval equivalent of a work sharp. You can get him ground out pretty quick. You're done. And let's say 6 p.m. gets pretty close. You guys are fucking off until then.
Yeah.
Generally.
Also, yeah, you wanna, pretty much. If you want to have a dumb scene, this is the moment, guys. I got to have one is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was a really good scene, but why would I want to talk to him that long?
Hey, man, so like...
Plus one.
You want to go to the theater or something, kill the time till 6?
Yeah, let's go catch a show.
So you go to the show, and there's like a pseudo-vaudeville performance where a young... Let's say a young gelt resembling a badger. No, not a badger. Let's do something more fun. Let's say a
yellow-tailed schnook.
That's a fish. It's going to be, you know what? A fish. Let's do it. Let's do a fish.
It's a gelt that just looks like a fish.
No,
let's do a largemouth bass.
All right.
Taking it.
Okay.
It's Sabathian, looks like a largemouth bass, wearing glasses, and says, "This performance is based on a masterpiece that I saw out in the woods by an Eshwin whose name I would kill to know. But alas, the performance, much like the personage of this creature, was ephemeral." Takes a deep breath. Goes, okay, I'm ready. And gives an immaculate performance of, let's say, a monologue about the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, that you're like, this is good. Like, this is quality shit. And everybody hears in tears, but you're like, seem better.
Yeah. Hey, not bad.
Did you see this is obviously, the performance has ended. You're not heckling. During
no.
The, okay.
I mean... Are we doing this?
I would burn you alive when you come back. Yeah. It'd be very rude.
And you hear like he hears the not bad, and he goes, "Yes, so you know the one."
Hey, you said you'd kill. Who'd you kill?
Well, perhaps another time. And dramatic bow, and you're like, "Oh, that is Vaughn." Every bit, like it's like watching a comedian do somebody else's jokes. And then, like, goes off stage.
Excellent.
And then let's say it's 6 p.m.
All right.
Shop closes.
Ding, ding.
Did anyone come into the shop?
Just a homeless guy who wanted to tell you about, like, he saw a snake with a dog's face. And he's like, that's the same story
Could
every week, man.
Could you not recount my actual life as a business owner? It is not a joke.
Yes, I can refrain from doing specifically that.
Let's
do
this.
Okay, so 6 p.m. happens, fairly uneventful.
Mm.
Stitto comes back at, let's say, 4.
All right.
Yeah, it was fine.
Study's good.
Yeah. Obed's, I mean, it's slow, you know? I mean, you know him.
Yeah. Learning's like that.
I'm going to go...
What are you passionate about, though? What do you want to learn about?
Setting things on fire?
Well, I think I've been doing an okay job at that.
Sure. There's a whole building. I have to spend all day in a building full of flammable things.
Yeah.
You should burn it.
You've also burned down...
You're not
down,
there.
you've also burned down like a handful of things already.
Yeah. Look, it's fine.
I'm just saying, control is part of it. You can't burn everything. Where would you keep your stuff?
If I burn everything,
mm-hmm.
do I need stuff?
Yeah. Yeah,
you got deep, bro.
I was going to say, can we make a t-shirt? You can't burn anything, because where would you keep your stuff?
It's not a bad t-shirt.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. No. However, next week, we'll go out into clearing. We'll burn something big.
That's what I fucking live for.
All right.
And then she's like, sorry for cursing. And then she goes up to her room.
It's going to be a dillo, isn't it?
No. But we're going over Flaming Pillar. That's what we're doing.
Tight.
Nice.
All right. Time passes. Esmond, Kelton, Nesbitt, back in the shop together.
So, think it's about that time?
Yeah. Yeah. Wear your nice tunic.
Of course.
You?
Not too nice, though.
Yes?
Wash your face.
Oh, okay. Is there a crab still?
No, it's just... You don't do it enough. Oh.
See, that's helpful advice.
That's a good friend. Plus one momentum. To Liam.
It's like, yeah, I got a dirty face.
Hey, look, I'm just trying to... I want to go on a solid 7 here. Not 9, but 7.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. Actually, wait. No, we're going to the pub.
I'm wearing before that we're going to Paz Tense.
Oh.
I'm wearing my nice robes, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm putting on the turban that I don't wear for nobody.
All right. I'll go a 4.5 so I don't show you up.
You son of a bitch.
It's a good friend. So let's say you make your way to Paz Tense. It's about half mile from the shop. I printed out a map of the world. Did I give it to you guys?
No.
So let's say you go, it's about a half mile. You get to Paz Tense. It's close to the market district. It's not in the market district because it's not like a set up overnight shop like a flea market that can like immediately make money. And it's not something that makes money every day. So it's like on the outside of the market district, but near it. So you walk in and
it has a particular clientele.
Yes, but her sign is beautiful, but stupid in a weird way. Like,
but stupid.
Thank you. Here's our map. If you are watching the stream, you've seen it at every intermission screen. Oh, there we go. Pulls.
Boom.
There we go. That's our city. That's Aurelion. We will say that the big empty area is the market district.
All right.
Near the well. Yeah. And it's close by. You guys are a little bit further out, probably up against the wall that surrounds the city, of which the city has now expanded past.
Okay.
So you get there. The sign is beautiful, yet kind of stupid because she's like stapled curios to the outside and the rim of it to be like, it's like a Cracker Barrel almost.
God, no, I want biscuits. Fuck.
We got to stop talking about food.
I know.
And you walk in, and there's no bell, but it's imagine a narrow bookstore. That's 3 stories.
Ooh, okay.
My dick is hard. Let's go.
Yeah, no, I like this.
Very cozy, but there's like random things that have like long tags with twine, and there's just like litanies of description coming off of them because they're so complicated. And there's just extra shit, like some things that have never been tested. She doesn't know if they work, but there's a story behind them. The story's on the tag.
Right. Nice. Okay.
You walk
This is my favorite shop I've ever been to in my entire life.
So great.
Real or fictional.
You don't see her, but you see all the crap she's got around. But yeah.
Side note, that adds like a lot more to the character. Like that just makes me like Paz more that she just starts really just writing out elaborate.
This belonged
things.
To a blind monk and then found these glasses. Do they make you poop? Who knows?
You try. If you poop, let me know. Maybe give you a discount on next purchase.
Okay, so...
I'm going to marry that woman.
You got this 3-story shop. You don't see her yet, but there's a lot of just garbage. But lovingly cared for garbage.
That's how I talk about myself.
There's other people in this shop on multiple different stories. But like, let's say a total... This shop can hold probably 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3.
All right. So like, again, my shop. Great.
Cool. Yeah.
Do we recognize the other patrons?
No. No, it's just... You feel like a lot of people just wander in.
Mm. Again, like my shop.
Yes.
Terrific.
Imagine. Liam runs a record store, for anybody who doesn't know.
Shopkeep?
You say that loud enough?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And on the second story, one of the curtains of beads that separates the back rooms multi-leveled from the rest of the thing, like, opens, and you see Paz, and they're like, oh, what? Hey, y'all doing here? Hey, thanks for coming in. I got tons of stuff for you. You want to meet me downstairs? Maybe we can have a conversation?
I was looking for something in particular.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'll just be right down. And she comes down. She gets behind the counter. So, now, what can I do for you?
You wouldn't have anything to, like, track or kill an Eshwin, would you?
Eshwin specifically?
Yeah. Let's say that's what we're going for.
Gosh, that's real specific. See, okay, now, like, the killing part, you know I don't do none of that now.
Well.
Not here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't deal in none of that here. We are perfectly legal business.
What about the tracking of a particular person?
Well, let me see here. Hold on, let me look at my inventory sheet here. Let's see what we got. So, I got, let's see. Well, not so much tracking. But you need to see what's happened in the past.
That seems like a useful tool.
Yeah.
How far in the past?
How far? Well, as far as you're willing to go, but it's like you got to know specifically how far from, not the date, but how far from now.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure it wasn't like 5 minutes in the past.
You could do that, as long as you know it's 5 minutes.
Okay. But if I wanted 10 minutes, I could do that, too.
Yeah. As long as you 15 know.
15 minutes?
Yeah, but you can't be, like, on this day. You got to be, like, I need to know this many seconds.
Oh, damn.
That sounds like a real fascinating tool.
Nesbitt will do the math. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You good at math there?
Approximately.
That don't sound like the yes I was looking for.
He's good at math.
Listen, you spend the money, you get whatever you want, but, like, I want to be straight with you what it do, because I don't do returns. You feel me?
Yeah, that's relatable.
No, wait, I'll do the math.
Trade-in?
No, you want to sell something. We can do that, for sure. Yeah, we take things in, not so much consignment, because I know how to make a profit. You feel me?
Do you take, guff tusks?
No.
Oh.
No, hold on. They enchanted?
I stole their souls.
The soul stealing then tusks?
Presumably.
Well, you got.
I don't know how to check.
Listen, I need a bit more than that.
Okay. I don't know. I don't do.
Okay. Well, you can come back to me on that one.
I peed on them after I killed them, so I assume. I've always been taught the soul is trapped in the tusk.
Well, you can prove it, then we can talk.
Guff had been saying that for.
Don't you have like a weird collection of a lot of teeth?
Yeah, a lot of. Just bones, teeth.
Listen, if it do a thing...
Eye sockets are fun.
If it do a thing, I want it.
What about novelty coffee cups?
No, I don't deal in that in that garbage. There's Sally's store down the corner. She do that.
Okay.
Novelty cup. She make you any coffee cup you want. And she, like, picks up her cup of coffee and it says, world's best asshole. And she drinks from it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How much...
I got a good one now.
How much are these cups?
This one, I paid, it's custom, you gotta understand. Mm-hmm. It cost me 25 ackies.
That is spendy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a coffee cup, but, I mean, let's be real.
Mm-hmm. We could get one that says, world's okayest orphan.
It's all specific. Yeah, you could do that. Max plus one momentum.
All right.
I got a thing for looking into the past a little bit. Not like tracker thing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you could might maybe use it for that.
Does sound interesting.
You got any McGargle?
Oh, this a McGargle.
So you're saying is that it barely works?
No, it works. It works right on. It's just, it's frustrating. I don't know how else to put it.
It sounds frustrating. Like, I want to see... 3 years ago. That's like more than 100 seconds, right?
Oh, that's a long time. Yeah. 3 years.
Again, I'll do the math.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. It costs 2,000 ackies.
It's like 525,600 or something.
Listen, hold on. Let me go get it, okay? And then you can...
A little more.
I
like
just want to be...
Like exactly three times more.
I want to be straight with y'all. So I'm gonna go get it. Mm-hmm. And she comes back and she's like struggling to lift this thing and she slams it on the counter. and it's this giant thing that looks like when you get your eyes tested, but it's a giant metal thing with like multiple lenses.
Hell okay.
Yeah. It, but free stand, there's no like stand for it, but it's got the little holes for the eyes to look through.
So, not it. This, one, two, three, not it.
This my goggles unwinding eye.
Awesome.
Look. There's you take this key, and she pulls out like a turnkey. You put it in here, and she points to the slot. She goes, you turn it back. Every single revolution is 1 minute now.
Mm-hmm.
So divide it by 60. If you need that many seconds, you do that.
Yeah.
And you got to hold it up to your face and look at the area that you want to look at.
Again, not it.
Not it.
2,000 ackies.
I'll throw 1,000 down right now.
That's a lot of ackies.
Yeah, we'll split.
Yep. 500 each?
Yeah, I'll put in 500.
All right.
Listen,
but there's only three of us.
That brings you to 1,500 ackies. He's still 500 short.
No, if he does, if I do 1,000, he does 500, and he does 500, that is 2,000.
You are correct in that sense.
Yes.
What if we murder someone for you, you give it to us?
I want to be perfectly straight with you.
Is there anyone who's 2,000 ackies dead that you want?
Kelton, come here for a sec.
Okay.
Come here. Yeah. She, like, brings you around the counter. Ducks down a little bit and like leans down close to you. And she goes, I can murder whoever I want.
I'm just saying, I could make pork crab, but I still go to the restaurant. Just because you can kill someone doesn't mean you want to.
Plus one momentum. So you got, she's got McGargle's unwinding eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the table. It weighs 75 pounds.
I love this. I love this. This is perfect.
Yes. All right.
It's on the countertop. You see the countertop starting. It's wood. It's starting to bow a little bit in the middle. She's like, you got to make a fucking decision.
I throw down 1,000 ackies.
That look good. Okay. Thank you. You cute too.
You're not gonna give him a discount for being a cutie?
Oh, listen.
No.
If I get a discount to every cute motherfucker who came in here.
Touche. 500.
All right, they got that 1,500. What about you, Kelton?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you 500.
You don't gotta kill nobody for it, though, right?
No, I have it. I was just offering you an option if there was someone you wanted dead.
I'll just take the 500. That cool with you?
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, business. Gentlemen. You are now in the possession of one of the most rare objects in the world. McGoggles on one eye, and she like
you gotta,
lifts it and tries to hand it. She's like, you want a bag?
I'll just take
it. You that'll wrap it.
Yeah, I can gift wrap it if you want.
No, I'll just take it.
Yeah, okay. That's
is there
yours.
A spare key?
No, just the one. I mean, it's a standard thing. It's like nobody wants to put up with it, so you can just use any.
Is there a manual?
No. What are you talking about? McGoggle, write something down? Come could on, you, get the fuck out of here.
Could you tell us a story about it?
I'll tell you a story. I try to use it, look like 5 minutes in the past, my finger got numb turning that crank.
That doesn't bode well for me.
Listen, I mean, caveat emptor. Like, you got...
Not it.
Not it.
All right, so you take McGargle's unwinding eye. She's like, oh, you'll come back now, though. And she gives Esmond a little swat on the butt.
All nice. Tail.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say you leave Paz Tense.
Yes.
We leave... Yes.
No. We left past tense.
Ah,
we'll go well to future done. Tense.
You know what? Plus one momentum.
Yeah.
I gotta give you that one. That's a good one. Okay, so you left and you proceed. Are you going towards Jerry? Do you want to meet him?
Yes, let's
is that
do
your
this.
Next stop.
Yep.
Hey, Kelton, you want to carry this thing while we head over to the
what's
pub?
What's your strength?
Two.
I'll take it.
Is your yours two
is
as well?
Two. Mine is two as well.
Mine is also two.
Dang, got some strong mofos in here.
We are medium swole.
Yeah. Okay, let's say you go to... You're going to go to a pub.
Okay.
And that pub has a name.
Yes.
And we haven't used it yet.
If you say it, I might walk out that room.
Don't do it.
Okay.
It's too good.
Yep.
It has to be everyone.
That pub's name is the Pickled Ligament. This is a 15-year-old joke. The Pickled Ligament is the pub, and you walk in. There's a bartender. Let's just for flavor's sake, right? Let's get some bartender stats up in here. Bartender is a female.
All right.
Savathian. So a fish person that serves drinks. Pufferfish. How about that?
I like it. I'm
Let's do pufferfish. Just right. Don't just chill out, okay? She's got
Don't get her too riled up.
Yeah, she's
And that was Iris.
Iris.
I like Iris.
Iris the pufferfish.
Yes.
Bartender. She is 72 years
Damn.
Old.
All right. Well,
I mean, they're immortal, so
it almost doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. What is the year, Kelton?
It is currently 172.
So she is post-doom.
100 years old.
No, 72 years old. Mm-hmm. Born yeah, 100
years after.
100 years post-doom.
Ooh, should we make a bigger die for Savathians then?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Literally just roll up anything, and if it's odds, then add 100.
That's true, oh, yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
I want to say, in my headcanon, Obed is Spaulding.
Yeah, Spaulding, the guy who is the doomsday prepper.
Yeah.
That you find his old caches. So, Iris, the Savathian bartender, looks like a pufferfish, is manning the bar, and she sees you guys come in. And I don't think you're regulars of this bar. Not the Pickled Ligament.
No.
Esmond probably thinks he's more upper class than the Pickled Ligament. Pickled Ligament is
me?
Low. Sorry, Nesbitt.
All right.
Yeah, Nesbitt hits the bar more than anybody, and I feel like Nesbitt feels like he's too upper class for this place.
I'm a home dad drinker.
Yeah.
That's true. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. You walk in, and in the corner, no mistaking, Jerry Big Mouth Birdman. Two eyes looking in either direction. And you know what? Kind of funny looking.
I'm not making this introduction, by the way. I don't have it in me.
I'm going to get an ale.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to get a second ale.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to get my walking over ale.
So let's do Deal. Iris. Iris is 87.
No, we decided 72.
No.
Voice.
Voice.
Oh.
She's Geordi LaForge.
Didn't we already do Geordi?
We did not.
All right.
Geordi from Star Trek Next Gen. That's a lot of beer.
It's a stat. So yeah, I'm gonna do my pregame and then get ready to...
Let's say you're appropriately soused. You got your courage up. You're gonna move to the... told Jerry, who, by the way, looked drunk before you got here.
Excellent.
He always looks drunk.
Yeah, that's kind of his thing.
All right, glancing around, I think I see our point of contact.
You definitely do.
Shall we, gents?
Should we go in a group? Should it be a single thing? Look, this is not my forte.
All right.
How about I...
No.
I'll cover the back.
No.
You cover the front. He goes talks to Big Brown.
Actually, that actually is the first sensible thing you've ever said in your whole life.
Yeah, both of you, really good. You on your suggestion, and you on immediately admonishing him before he gave a suggestion. Both of you, on point. Excellent. All right.
So as you walk over, the bleary, boss-eyed look he has in his eyes, still, like, he turns his head to look at one of you. He sees Nesbitt walking over, and he's like, oh, God, here we go. The voice. He's like, hey, buddy. What are you doing out here?
Was this Christian Slater?
Nope. It is Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Not dissimilar in my defense.
Remember the picture of the bird.
Yes. God. Hi. Jerry, right?
Hi. How'd you know that?
I got a good friend, a real close friend, runs a shop not too distant here named Paz.
You know Paz?
Love
That's
Paz.
Pretty sweet. She's always been really good to me, you know? Like, that's I feel like I'm trying to outdo Nesbitt on Nesbitt.
No, it's good.
Yeah. She's a real good friend of mine. You know, we've known each other a long time. You know she's a spy, right?
She would probably be really upset that you said that. She did mention you got another moniker in addition to Jerry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure you do not. Anyway, I get the impression it's going to be really easy to learn things from you.
Why? I mean, like, I know a lot. I mean, like, I've picked up a lot of skills. You know, I've done a lot of work around here. I mean, like, maybe if you want to
learn some things. I mean, do you pay well?
Yes, actually. I am notorious for not ripping people off.
Oh, that's great. That's noble. That's noble what you do.
Yes. Nobility. Also, fucking notorious, this guy.
So, nobleman, what the fuck do you want from me?
There's an Eshwin gentleman.
Never met one. Oh. If you get my drift.
Oh, yeah. I definitely get your drift. Yeah, so tell me about the Lawson guy.
Ugh. That guy, what a prick. Comes in here, I mean, just like a hole, and he like leans you in, like real close.
Drinking out of cups, being a bitch.
Leans you in close, like he's going to whisper. And he goes, I think he's got spies all over the fucking place. He's got spies everywhere. He's trying to wear down this thing. And I think I could pick him out. I could pick him out. And that Bolivo.
Really?
Bolivo came in here. You know, I think he was following him too. I think they put him on there. And look, I mean, I don't want to say too much. I mean, you know, like I'm probably not one of them lamplighters, right? Because anybody could be. You know what I mean?
Anybody could be one of them lamplighters.
Anybody
yeah.
could be one of them really cool, influential lamplighters.
Yeah, if somebody were a lamplighter, they would absolutely not tell anybody else that they were a lamplighter, but they would be real proud of it.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think that's too... Hey, Iris. Yeah, bring another one over. No, on him. Yeah. Yeah, you would never tell that because they're too cool.
Absolutely.
But I have it on good authority. Not like lamplighter level authority. Wink out of the one eye that's looking at you. The other one's looking the other direction.
So it looks like Gaylene.
Yes. Wink wonk. I think they're preparing to invade the city.
You think so?
Yeah. I think the Larsons, I think they're getting ready. I don't think they're far away. I think really? this whole diplomat thing is just garbage to slow us down. I think they're waiting right now to find a way in.
Fascinating.
I mean, I don't think we can do anything about it, though.
No? There's got to be, like, a small contingent that's pointing out where... you mentioned that they maybe have a lot of spies in the area and that you could point them out if pressed, so...
No, I mean, like, if I was a lamplighter, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not one. Obviously, nobody would admit to being one.
No, of course not. Of course not. But you seem about as fucking cool as a lamplighter.
And you just see his feathers, like, puff up. It's just, like, around his collar. He's like, you really mean that?
Yeah. I mean, look at you. It's like... You could see everything. You're just brilliant. Yeah.
I feel like I really do a good job of kind of looking in every direction at all the times. Nothing gets past me. Listen, I don't know too much, right? But I think if somebody was interested in finding a way to stop these guys, they would probably find a way to get out of the city.
Yeah?
Maybe head towards Galrox Hill.
Galrox Hill, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about Galrox Hill.
It's ugly, and it's barren, but things are a little weird there lately.
Oh, yeah? Weird how?
Well, like, maybe people are having nightmares that involve Galrox Hill in the city.
Fascinating.
And maybe the compass kind of freaks the fuck out when you get near it.
All right.
And only when both moons are in the sky. Which, I mean, I don't know, I'm not a Larson. But I know that they're primarily moonrisers.
Right. That's good information.
It's not real. I mean, obviously, like, I don't know anything, right?
So, yeah, no.
It's, no, I mean, like a lamplighter would.
Yeah.
Not me.
Right, yeah. You're just a regular guy who just so happens to be as fucking cool as a lamplighter.
God, I like... Hey, Iris, you like this guy? Yeah, you know, I mean, he seems good. He tipped on each drink. When he bought him.
Of course.
Like, that's all I need to know. He's a good dude. What's your name?
My name is Nesbitt, but you can call me Mr. Bizzleby.
That's really informal. I love it. Like, yeah, I really appreciate it. My name's Jerry.
Jerry.
Don't call me Big Mouth.
Okay.
No, I mean...
I wasn't planning to.
Look, I know...
I don't...
I know you can see the size of my mouth.
Okay. that's absolutely fair.
Okay, we're best friends then.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yes, it has.
Extremely cool guy. And the degree of subtlety that you carry about you.
I've always thought I was pretty subtle. That's really, you know, it's hard to tell people how subtle I am.
I feel like you should only have to tell them twice, right?
You know what? Iris, that next one's on me. Okay, all right. Well, you have a good night. And hey, don't follow any of that information, because I don't know anything.
I know nothing either.
And that's where we will end tonight.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Layliners, which is live streamed bi-weekly on Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to watch the stream live, you can find us on twitch.tv/RPGFromScratch. That's all one word. Or you can just Google Layliners. I'm sure you'll come across it. Quick update. This will be the last time that Layliners will be released on the main RPG From Scratch feed. Patrons who subscribe via the Patreon RSS feed won't have to change anything. But if you're not a patron, you'll want to subscribe to the new podcast. It's going to launch in the next few days from when this episode released. Additionally, we don't often call for this, but I think we're going to have to start. If you like our podcast, please rate and review us on iTunes, which is now Apple Podcasts, or on Podchaser. It really, really helps us with exposure. Better than that, word of mouth. Please tell a friend if you enjoy this. We love getting new listeners, and especially getting new people in chat during Layliners is a lot of fun. Patreon.com/RPGFS is where you can find us and the rule books as we release them, as well as character sheets and content that gets cut out of these episodes, and the ability to create the great patron creator characters that you've already heard. We're also on Twitter at homebrewhombres, facebook.com/RPGFS, and we're on Instagram at RPGFromScratch. That's all one word. So thank you again, and until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.